At the Fofoanga Club in Sydney, a group of men sit around a large wooden bowl of kava while some play guitars and sing. It looks like a typical Friday night at the Tongan Club, which claims to be the biggest kava club in Sydney. But not quite, according to the club's Tevita Fafita.
We don't have any stock at all. It's just people bringing their own supply. We just ask as we need it, and we need to mix. So who's got kavas? And then we chipped up the whatever he's charging and give him the money and he goes to his car and get it.
On big nights, up to 10 kilograms of kava can be mixed with water and consumed. Normally, the club would supply the kava, but that stopped when international borders were shut. That's because the only way you can bring it into Australia legally is to carry it yourself, usually on a flight from a kava-growing Pacific Island country. You can't buy it in shops, as commercial imports are banned. But Mr. Fafita says some people are still managing to get their hands on it.
People's got their own supplies. How they get it or where they get it from beats me.
In line with the laws of demand and supply, the continued demand for kava combined with a reduction in supply has led to a dramatic increase in price.
Now, everybody's talking about $200 a kilo. There's a lot of people asking for more than that, but from people around me, telling them to get lost, which is, you know, understandable.
The price rise has been even more dramatic to the north in Brisbane.
Those people that had kava before COVID-19, these people are selling it like $300, $400, $500 a kilo. That is absolute robbery to me. It's just cruel. They know that people are desperate for kava, so they're just selling it at those ridiculous prices.
Ratu Masinawa is the chairman of the Fijian Uniting Church in the suburb of Annerley. The shortage of kava is not just bad news for social drinkers. He says it's having an impact on important ceremonies, births, weddings and funerals.
It just doesn't fit when you see no kava there. It just doesn't look normal. It just doesn't look traditional to us.
The shortage is something of a double blow to consumers and Pacific communities. At the start of the year, after lobbying from Pacific governments, the Australian government increased the amount of kava a person could bring into the country for personal use from 2 to 4 kilograms. Moves to trial the commercial importation of kava have also been put on hold. Ratu Masinawa jokes that Pacific governments should fly over emergency supplies for Pacific communities.
Oh, you know what, mate? That will be Christmas for us. The day that plane lands, we'll see every bloody Pacific Islander at the airport to greet that plane.